I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And just use one other passage to reestablish and perhaps reaffirm the point that we made concerning our sufficiency being in Christ and in God. This is especially the case, of course, with regard to the relationship we sustain spiritually and the battle that we wage as Christians in the Lord's army. I want you to notice in verse 3 the statement made by the Apostle Paul as he seeks to describe this concept. He says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And it is precisely because this warfare is a spiritual warfare rather than a physical warfare that we can trust in the victory, because God is over all. And that is certainly the case with regard to those spiritual matters. The Apostle Paul was emphasizing to the Corinthians here not to look on the external, because the external absolutely has no bearing on this warfare. He even used himself as an example. You'll notice just a little bit beyond in verse 10 of the text. He's talking about boasting and the realm of his boasting. He said, his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we're absent, such we will also be indeed when we're present. When he talks about this boasting, again in verse 13, not beyond a measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God has appointed us. And so when the Apostle Paul was being bold and expressing his confidence, it's because he was within that realm or that sphere to which God had authorized him to wage the warfare. He was fulfilling his duty as an apostle of Jesus Christ. He wasn't interested in comparing himself with anyone else. Wasn't interested in the external, wasn't interested in sophistry or the words of men or who had the most influence. All he was interested in doing was preaching Christ. But he was convinced in the power of Christ, in the ability of Christ to accomplish all that needed to be accomplished because of the relationship he sustained with him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want you to notice in verse 17 and 18 the lesson for us. He says, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. And men have been doing this from the beginning. They have been exalting their own wisdom and contending that they have within themselves the wherewithal to do as they will and to accomplish whatever they desire, without God's help, without God's interference, and that they do not need him. And it's simply not true. It's not true in any sense of the term, but it certainly is not true with regard to gaining the ultimate prize, which is the home with God in glory. We can only do what God allows us to do. We can only please him if we submit ourselves to him, if we acknowledge our dependence upon him. And so when we boast, when we glory, let's make sure that we are glorying in the Lord, that it's him rather than us. And that he receives the glory rather than we. And so consider those things and the importance of placing our confidence in God and recognizing that our sustenance, our ability, our competence, sufficiency is in him and him alone. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who is here and needs to respond to that call. If you're not a child of God but desire to become one this evening, if you will repent of your sins, confess him, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, you can rise and walk in a new life as one of his children. If there is someone here who needs to receive the forgiveness of sins, and perhaps it's a public thing you need to confess, or you simply need our encouragement or comfort, whatever your need may be, we offer ourselves to you. Would you come? While together we stand, while we sing.